Ralph Eugene Whiting. Ralph Whiting, born May 19, 1891 in Mapleton, Utah, was the fifth child of Edwin and Anna Maria Whiting. As a young child, he was a noticeably unselfish person, something he has always been. Aunt Martha can recall, when he was only 4 years old and all the popcorn was gone, but little Ralph still had some and his chubby little hand stretched forth with popcorn to share with her. He has always worked hard, because in a large family, everyone was expected to work hard. His early memories of work are of his brothers bringing logs to the mill at Mapleton. As a child, he displayed a delightful personality, and his first day at school was a memorable one. He came home at noon and told his mother he was hungry. She asked, "What did you do with the lunch I fixed this morning?" He quickly replied, "I ate that at recess and now I'm ready for some more." As a child, he also displayed a bit of a temper. He would get angry and run out into the yard and start shedding his clothes, saying, "I'll never do anything for you again in my life, except bait the cows." This meant to watch the cows as they grazed along the ditch banks. A young man named Jim Anderson lived with the family for a few years, and one day, when Grandma served dumplings for dinner, Ralph said, "Quick, Ma, pass the dumplings before Jim gets them all." This became a household saying, along with another which took place when Grandpa came home and asked, "Where is Mother?" Ralph answered singing, "She's either over to Christabel's or the wind has blown her away." Once Uncle Ernest asked Ralph, "Which would you rather be, the Lord's boy or the devil's?" Ralph thought a moment and replied, "I'd rather be Santa Claus's boy." When Ralph was about 10 years old, Grandpa and Grandma received a call to help the Saints settle Arizona. To reach Arizona, it was necessary to cross the Colorado River at Lee's Ferry. After crossing the river, there was a dangerous dugway, which had to be followed. With 4 wagons and teams, it was necessary for 10-year-old Ralph to drive one of the teams up Lee's backbone. He learned at an early age to accept responsibility, and he has never been afraid of hard work. Wherever the horses and cows were, that is, where you would likely have found Ralph as a young man. Ranching is a lot of work, but it has its share of excitement. Uncle Albert often told of the winter he went with Ralph to check on some cows at the homestead. Somewhere along the way, they became sidetracked by a band of horses they assumed were wild. After spending most of the day chasing the horses, they finally roped the biggest one, only to wish they hadn't. He put up a real good fight, but they finally got him down, only to find he had a brand on him, so they let him go. Upon reaching the homestead, it was too late to return home. They spent the night not only hungry but between two mattresses, while the wind whistled on all sides. Uncle Albert said it was like sleeping between two boards. Hunting and fishing were among his favorite sports, and his sons recall some fond memories of hunting with their dad, and all of his children can remember the fishing trips in the summer. One of his memorable adventures while hunting was the day he was out looking for a stray cow and cat, when he found tracks of a wolf. They were fresh and, because of the snow, were easy to follow. He tracked them until they led into a small clearing. He dismounted and, walking a little closer to the clearing, came upon a large wolf. The wolf, sensing danger, put his front feet upon a log, thus making a perfect target for a shot in the breast, which is all it took for Ralph to kill him. The ranger said it was probably the largest wolf ever killed in the Southwest, and last heard of was stuffed and in a museum in Denver. St. John's, Arizona is where Grandpa and Grandma made their permanent home. It was a small community, and because of the location, entertainers were seldom seen there. As a result, many fine productions comprising home talent were put on. Many fine performers were discovered, and among the best was Ralph. He starred in the opera Robin Hood and Professor J.A. Anderson, who directed plays in Chicago and at Arizona State College, said, "Ralph was the best sheriff of Nottingham I have ever had the opportunity of working with." The Columbia Theater in St. John's was once adapted to serve as a prize fight arena. It was there that Ralph demolished Big Boy Shirley in a scheduled 12-round main event. He knocked Shirley out in one of the late rounds to become the heavyweight champion of Northern Arizona. When he was 20 years old, he married Zella Berry. Through this marriage came his oldest son, Lester. Ralph and Zella were later divorced. Lester filled an honorable mission to Canada. Alice Darwin was Ralph's second wife. She came to Arizona because of an illness, which soon after they were married took her life. She said she knew the first time she met Ralph she had met the man she would marry. She also lived to fulfill one of God's greatest commandments, for she gave birth to a little girl named Anna June, born the 20th of December, 1928. This little girl lived only a few months, and then on the 9th of February, 1929, she joined her mother in death.